minutes, 50 seconds away from time of LOS now. Our distance away from the moon, 460 nautical miles. Velocity, 7417 feet per second. Here in mission control, we're standing by. There's certainly a great deal of anxiety at this moment. We acquire at 36 minutes. So at 68 hours, 55 minutes, continue to monitor. This is Apollo Control. Signal with Apollo 8 at 68 hours, 58 minutes, 45 seconds. We will watch with continuing interest the AOS clock here in Mission Control. They're traveling over the backside of the moon now. Our velocity reading here, 7777. Feet per second. Now we're in our period of longest wait. Continuing to monitor, this is Apollo Control, Houston. Houston, we've acquired signal, but no voice contact yet. We're standing by. We're looking at engine data, and it looks good. Tank pressures look good.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. Houston, over.
We've got it. We've got it. Apollo 8 now in lunar orbit. There's a cheer in this room. This is Apollo Control, Houston. Switching now to the voice of Jim Lovell.
560.5. Good to hear your voice.
Houston. unmanned lunar orbiter spacecraft traversed the moon perhaps over 10,000 times. But this is the first that a man aboard reported to his compatriots here on Earth.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to Tears of the Gods on WMFO in Bedford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform and Education Radio.
All right, you are a go. Tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, we are commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission to the moon. On July 20th, 1969. And we are featuring the British band, the Sound Collage Making Band. Public Service Broadcasting. Three guys who play different instruments, guitar and drums and bass and synthesizers. And they mix in samples, particularly from old British public information films and archives of news stories and propaganda materials. And this album, The Race for Space, was something that they made in 2015. And it's all about the Soviet and American space programs. And we've been mixing that up with a whole bunch of related music. We started off that 35-minute or so set with David Bowie and Space Oddity, talking about Major Tom going and doing a little extravehicular activity and having a problem. And then we heard about the first EVA from Public Service Broadcasting and some interpretations of Russian broadcasts and comments there. And then an answer song to that David Bowie song by Peter Schilling, Major Tom. Love that synthesizer percussion beat going on in there. And then once more, Public Service Broadcasting, The Other Side. And that was about the Apollo 8 mission, 1968, where they decided to go around the moon. And that song was talking about the period of radio silence when they weren't going to be able to be in communication with the Earth, which they knew about. But of course, there's the big drama as they lost the contact and then came around. And first, they couldn't have any contact from the astronauts' voices, but they saw the instruments coming through, and are they still alive? And yes. And then thanks to Freeman Dyson, the greatest physicist ever who hasn't won a Nobel Prize in Physics. He kindly made that for me when he visited Tufts here many years ago. As well as making, well, I ended up producing the ones for our WMFO in general station IDs with Freeman Dyson, which have Rush's Natural Science song as the backing ambiance in there, which I think, well, I know, deliberately contrasts with the one that I made from his kind of friend, Dan Dennett, which we use the Rush song Free Will as our ambient background bed music for. So after the Public Service Broadcasting about Apollo 8, we heard like another seed crystal for tonight's show going back there, the Crystal Method and the Miyagi remix of High Roller. Of course, also talking about the Apollo 8 mission in a different way. And boy, I love the synthesizers in that song. Percussive synthesizers and fat synthesizers, and by fat I mean PHAT fat synthesizers. And then talking about the first female cosmonaut, Public Service Broadcasting again, Valentina. And we finished off with AC/DC and What's Next to the Moon. Backing me up right now is Wendy Carlos, Europa. Another satellite. That's another satellite moon, yes. So we've got one last set before Arthur comes in. Not Savoy Fair. Savoy Fair did his space program last week, and he's away at family reunion this weekend. But Arthur is stepping up with some space-related songs he'd like to hear. And I'll be sticking around, I think, for the first part of that at least. We'll see how things go. But in the next set, we're going to hear two songs, two tracks from Public Service Broadcasting, two sound collage songs from Public Service Broadcasting. The first one is called Go, and it's basically getting everybody in mission control to go around before Apollo 11 goes down and see our all systems go and get everybody signed off on that. And then we're going to hear my remix of Brian Eno's The Secret Place, my Plastic Sushi Apollo 11 remix, which starts with the blast off and then the descent to the moon. And let me tell you, that descent to the moon was a real hairball. The computer system was going off saying numbers too big. I don't know what's going on. And it would have been reasonable to abort, but they didn't. And Neil Armstrong took manual command and brought the lunar module down. The Eagle lands at Tranquility Base. But that wasn't all the drama. No, not just stepping out and walking on the moon. They actually kind of broke the tip of the circuit breaker in the excitement. And there was some real question as to whether they'd be able to blast off after walking on the moon. But Buzz Aldrin used the tip of his pen to take care of that. And, you know, one thing I also learned about the astronauts, as I mentioned in the last break, how spine-chilling it was to me that Neil Armstrong brought a wooden piece of the propeller and some of the fabric wing of the Wright brothers, the first flyer, first human-controlled real flight. In 1903, he brought pieces of that to the moon and back. But another thing I learned in my recent research is that, you know, if you see an astronaut from that Apollo 11 on the moon, that's Buzz Aldrin, not Neil Armstrong. There were no pictures of Neil Armstrong taken by Buzz Aldrin. Buzz Aldrin was a jerk that way. Buzz Aldrin also... he was expecting to be the first man to go out on the moon because it was usually the person who, not the commander, but the other guy who would get it. But then NASA decided to make Neil Armstrong be the first man anyway, and he was kind of upset about that. And maybe that's why he didn't take any pictures of Neil Armstrong on the moon. Well, in any case, that's what you're going to be hearing in the next set, along with finishing up with some Jimi Hendrix and Valleys of Neptune. But we're going to start off with a song made famous by Astrud Gilberto, who is my favorite female jazz singer. But we're not going to hear that version. No, we're going to hear another outstanding female jazz vocalist. Here's Julie London. Fly Me to the Moon on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Freeform Community Radio.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, thank you.
adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
This is Apollo Control at 102 hours into the flight of Apollo 11. It's grown quite quiet here at Mission Control. A few moments ago, Flight Director Gene Kranz requested that everyone sit down, get prepared for events that are coming. And he closed with the remark, good luck to all of you. Minutes now until ignition for powered descent. Everything's still looking very good at this point.
Okay, all flight controllers, gonna go for powered descent. Retro, go. Fido, go. Guidance, go. Control, go. Telcom, go. Jinsey, go. Ecom, go. Surgeon, go. Capcom, we're go for powered descent.
We're off to a good start. Play it cool.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Okay, retro, go. Fido, go. Guides, go. Control. Telcom, go. GNC, go. Econ, go. Surgeon, go. Retro, go. Fido, go. Guidance, go. Control, go. Telcom, go. GNC, go. Econ, go. Surgeon, go. Capcom, we're go for landing. Okay, everybody, let's hang tight and look for landing radar.
5 feet, down a half, 1202 alarm, 60 seconds.
We're going,
Jack Flag.
We're going, that alarm.
3 feet, down 2 and a half.
If it does reoccur, will we go?
30 seconds.
Over.
1201. 1209, roger, 1201 alarm.
1201 alarm.
Same time, we'll go, Flag.
Okay, we're go. We've had shutdown.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Okay, keep the chatter down in this room. T1, stand by T1. Stay no stay all flight controllers. Retro,
stay.
Fido,
stay.
Guidance,
stay.
Control,
stay.
Telcom,
stay.
GNC,
stay.
Ecom,
stay.
Surgeon,
stay.
Retro,
go.
Fido,
go.
Guidance,
go.
Control,
go.
Telcom,
go.
GNC,
go.
Ecom,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Retro,
go.
Fido,
go.
Guidance,
go.
Control,
go.
Retro,
go.
Fido,
go.
Guidance,
go.
Control,
go.
And counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Roger, we got a roll program.
Tower cleared.
Roger, roll.
Both complete and admission appropriate.
Houston, you're a go for landing. Over. 3 seconds. Lights on. Down 2.5. Forward. Forward. Good. 30 feet down, 2.5. Picking up some dust. 30 feet, 2.5 down. Straight shadow. 4 forward. 4 forward. Drift into the right a little. 3.5.
30 seconds.
Forward. Good. Good. Light. Okay, engine stop. ACA at a descent. Mode control, both auto descent, engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility, we copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
I'm at the foot of the ladder. The LAM footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Ground mass is very fine. Okay, I'm going to step off the LAM now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
We could be together. Throughout our history, we have taken both small steps and giant leaps in that pursuit. Right now, men and women are working on the next steps to go farther than we have ever gone before. We don't know what new discoveries lie ahead, but this is the very reason we must go.
For more information about how you can support space exploration, visit supportexploration.com. A message from the Aerospace Industries Association and your spaced out friends here at WMFO in Medford.
Away all my pain. See-
Listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform community and sometimes even educational radio, which is what we were doing tonight, commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission to the moon. We began that last set with Julie London and Fly Me to the Moon from Ultra Lounge Volume 14, Bossa Novaville, going out to Coffee and Smokes Alex, host of the Desperate Hours on Thursdays from 6 to 8. Then we heard from Public Service Broadcasting, our featured artist, and their album, The Race for Space, this evening. That was Go! And then Brian Eno remixed with Neil Armstrong and the NASA ground control crew. And that was my Plastic Sushi Apollo 11 remix of Brian Eno's The Secret Place. Then the Police, Walking on the Moon, Public Service Broadcasting with their final contribution of the evening, Tomorrow, from The Race for Space. A public service message about supporting space exploration, Jimi Hendrix, Valleys of Neptune. And then we finished off with Zig Zig Sputnik and Sex Bomb Boogie, the